the sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Fairfax, Virginia. For more information about Bethlehem, visit our website at blclife.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
They came looking, and he wasn't there. They're told to go to Galilee, and the risen Jesus meets them, meets us en route. Grace to you and peace this Easter morning from our risen Jesus Christ, who rocks the earth, appears before us en route, whose feet we grab onto, who we worship and praise right where we are, with both great fear and great joy, who raises us with him and tells us to go to Galilee. Amen. What's this business in the text with Galilee on Easter morning? Where is Galilee? Jesus says, I'll meet you in Galilee. Galilee was the region. It wasn't a city or a town. It was a region, like an area, like Northern Virginia or the DMV, as we say, or SoCal in Southern California, or the Hill Country in Texas, or the Blue Ridge, or up north or down south. It's where Jesus and all the disciples were from. It's where they were from. Galilee is where Jesus came up, where he called the disciples, where he preached the Sermon on the Mount, where he fished, where he ate and rested and healed and worked and played. Galilee was where they were all from. Mary and Mary were looking for his body, dead in the tomb. But Jesus was alive and well and headed to Galilee. What's your Galilee? Where are you from? I don't mean necessarily the town of your birth or your childhood. That would mean Houston is my Galilee, or the fjords of Norway. I mean more like the region of mind and heart. Where are you from? Where do you work and eat? Where do you sleep and fish and make friends? Where do you live? Where are you from? Go back there. Go back to that region of mind and landscape of heart. Go back to that place. Be there, because there, the angel says, there you will see Jesus. Go back to where you came from. Go back to your basement office during this difficult season. Go back to your Zoom meetings. Go back to the baking tray or the driver's seat. Go back to that project that you were working on. Go back to the keyboard, back to the yard work. Go back to the news headlines. Go back to caring for your children and your parents. Go back to retirement. Go back to school. Go back to where you came from. Only now, Easter people, only now you will see Jesus there as well. Right there in your home. Right where you're from. I think we've all come from a place of great sorrow, frustration, even incredible pain lately. Maybe you're coming from boredom these endless quarantine days. Maybe you're coming from a place of being overwhelmed. Stress takes its toll on the body. For some, it's more stress than ever these days. For many. This Easter gospel, ironically, sends us back there. See, the resurrection doesn't just take all the bad stuff away. Remember, Galilee isn't all peaceful rolling hills. There is so much sorrow and grief and pain back there in Galilee. We had some friends visit the Holy Land, specifically Galilee, recently, and there is bloodshed in those valleys. It is a place drenched in sorrow. But go back there, the angel says. Don't run from it. Don't ignore it or push your grief or frustration or anger away. Don't bury it or keep it locked up in the tombs of your hearts. Go back there. Only now, you'll see Jesus there too. That's what he promised, remember? Maybe you've come here today from a place of loneliness, or worry about the future, or regret about the past, or overwhelming anger. Sisters and brothers, friends in Christ, Jesus has already gone ahead of us to those Galilees and will meet us there. So you can go back there now too. We no longer have to hide from those things that bring us down, even those things that drive us to the grave. Because Christ is alive, because Christ has conquered death and the grave, now we can even go there, face our Galilees, our blood-soaked valleys, and find Christ right in the middle of them. Those brave women in the story, it's interesting, just saying, that the men in the story froze. They became like dead men, the text says, scared to death, in other words. But it was the women in the story who followed the angel's directions, even though they were scared too. It says first they were filled with great fear and then joy. In other words, they were humble. They were honest. Those are the themes of our Lenten season, our 40 long days out of which we've just come. They were humble and honest, and they were hopeful. Great joy came with the fear too. Humbly and honestly, filled with both fear and joy, go to your Galilee. Let's not be like the men in this story, frozen and scared to death. Let's be like the women, humble, honest, and hopeful. We go now from this Easter morning, this first sun rising of the 50 days of Easter mornings. Easter is a whole season, 7 weeks of Easter, friends. We go now from this first Easter morning with both fear and joy, humbly, honestly, and hopefully. Only now, when you go to Galilee, you'll also see Jesus there. Jesus right in the midst of the pain, right in the midst of our worry, right in the midst of our regret or our anger, right in the midst of what we thought was total isolation, right in the midst of what we thought was death. Right in the midst of death. Because of the resurrection, Christ's resurrection, because he shakes the cosmos, rocks the earth, and rises from the tomb, because he lives eternal, because thine is the glory, risen, conquering Son, and he has promised never to leave us, we never have to go there to Galilee alone. The resurrection doesn't promise a painless, sorrowless, happily ever after, just rainbows and Easter egg candy all the day long, all our earthly lives long. No, what the resurrection of Jesus Christ means is that we never have to go through all of that alone, even and especially death itself. And we never have to consider ourselves unloved or unforgivable ever again. Let's go share that good news with our lives. The angel and Jesus, both, they don't just tell the women to go to Galilee. That's not the only command they give. They both add another command. Go and tell. How about we share this good news too, not just make it our little secret? Shh. Jesus Christ is risen. We never have to go through it alone again. None of it, not even death itself, but shh, don't tell anyone. No. Our lives now tell the story, friends in Christ. Our lives now tell the story that Jesus, through his life, death, and resurrection, gives us, all of us, forgiveness without end, hope and love without boundaries, mercy overflowing, peace beyond all human understanding, life abundant, justice for all, and joy, even and especially now, amid a global pandemic, pain and fear and sorrow all around with coronavirus. It is like death on our doorstep. Perhaps now more than ever, we're feeling that. And still we sing. Alleluia, Christ is arisen. Bright is the dawning of the Lord's day. Verse 3 of that song we sing today. Verse 3 says, gather disciples in the evening. You know what the evening is? The evening is when all hope is lost, when the sun drops down. Everything gets so scary. We are overwhelmed with fear as the night creeps across the land. Gather disciples in the evening. Suddenly Christ your Lord appears. Look, it is I, your wounded Savior. Peace be with you and do not fear. Even with pain and death, fear and sorrow all around, Alleluia, Christ is arisen, we sing. Parker Palmer, in his book, Let Your Life Speak, he has a chapter entitled Back to the World, where he talks about leadership. Not as egocentric and immodest leadership, not out front, loud, self-serving leadership, but rather he talks about leadership as being who God has made you to be. That's leadership. He says, if it is true that we're all made for community, then leadership is everyone's vocation. Even I, he writes, a person unfit to be president of anything, have come to understand that for better or worse, I lead by word and deed simply because I am here doing what I do. If you also are here doing what you do, then you also exercise leadership. Let Your Life Speak. If you need some reading during this time, this quarantine time, I encourage you to pick up that book. Go back to Galilee. Tell everyone Christ is risen with your life, with your words and deeds, with your leadership, with your being who God has made you to be. How would you specifically say with your life, with your doing what you do, that Christ is risen indeed? What would that look like for you? Go to Galilee, the angel says. There you'll see Jesus. And hey, tell others with your life. And finally, here's the surprise. It actually gets even better than that. Okay, we're going back to Galilee. Got it. Be who God made us to be. Got it. Okay. The disciples, the women, they hadn't even started that long journey. They hadn't even, hardly even taken their first steps. And just as they're starting on their way, as they're en route, Jesus meets them already and says, greetings. And the women worship him. That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing this Easter day in our worship. Here in this place, whatever place that is for you, wherever you're hearing this, here in this place, Jesus is finding you en route. Hardly even took your first steps on your way back to Galilee, whatever that is for you. I encourage you to think about this week. Where in your Galilee did you see the risen Christ today? Maybe write that somewhere in your home or in a prominent place. Take some time with it in this 7-week season of Easter. Where did Jesus interrupt you en route and say greetings? Christ interrupts us even as we're moving to go do the things that we're called to do, to be the people we're called to be, and to go to the places, the Galilees that are difficult to go to. Before we've even made our first move, Christ interrupts us, meets us, and says, greetings. So we fall down like the women in the story and worship. Friends, it is with both fear and great joy that I proclaim to you that Jesus is with us through thick and thin. It's so interesting. Only in Luke's gospel, which is not what we read today, we read Matthew's gospel. It's only in Luke's gospel where Jesus ascends at the end of the gospel up into the clouds. Do you remember that story? All the other gospels, Jesus never leaves the earth. His feet never leave the earth. Jesus stays right here. And today in Matthew, Jesus keeps his feet firmly planted on the ground, and specifically in Galilee. I love that scene of the women grabbing his feet and worshiping him, worshiping Jesus, grabbing onto his firmly earth-planted feet, not feet lifting up into the clouds, and also not feet no longer elevated and nailed to a cross, by the way. Jesus is down here with them. Jesus is down here with us. Jesus is down here, feet firmly planted on the ground with you. And sisters and brothers, friends in Christ, Jesus has also gone ahead of us. Not ahead like up into the clouds, but ahead that is across the land into the Galilees of our everyday lives. See, the gospel gets local. Jesus, who is named Emmanuel, which means God with us at the very beginning of the Gospel of Matthew, stays true to his name in the very last chapter of Matthew, where he says, in Galilee, by the way, he says, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Jesus never leaves us. Christ is alive, and the only place he's going now is right back into our realities, right back into our everyday lives, right back into our Galilees. Alleluia. Thanks be to God. Amen.
At Bethlehem Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day. Evangelical?
That was terrible.
To learn more about our national church body...
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.